How to Build Tax-Free Wealth with BankLight by Ryan Richardson, LightStrats. BankLight answers a straightforward question. Where should you store money before you use it, and how should you access it? The strategy replaces a standard B. BankLight answers a straightforward question. Where should you store money before you use it, and how should you access it? The strategy replaces a standard bank account with a maximum funded index universal life insurance policy, structured so that every dollar you deposit keeps growing tax-free while you borrow against it for expenses and investments. The result is a private banking system you own and control, where the loan itself functions as an asset rather than a liability. Why this matters and what goes wrong. Most people store cash in a bank account, earn little to nothing on it, and then spend it. Once the money leaves, it stops compounding. Every dollar that flows out for taxes, a car, a college tuition payment, or any other major expense is a dollar that never compounds again. The BankLight structure interrupts that pattern, but only when the underlying policy is built correctly. That is not a small detail. Most index universal life policies sold in the marketplace are designed to maximize the death benefit and the agent's commission, not to function as a banking vehicle. A policy that is not maximum funded with a minimum death benefit will not behave like a banking policy. It will behave like traditional life insurance. The difference between those two outcomes is the entire point, which is why carrier selection and policy architecture are not secondary concerns. How the three mechanisms actually work. Mechanism 1, double dipping on investments. When you store money inside a properly structured banking policy, it sits in an index-linked account with a floor that protects the balance from market losses and a cap that limits the upside. In years when the index rises, the account is credited. In years when the index falls, the account holds flat at zero loss. When you need capital for an investment, you do not withdraw your money. You take a guaranteed policy loan from the insurance company, using your account value as collateral. Your original balance stays inside the policy, fully credited, continuing to compound uninterrupted. Meanwhile, the borrowed capital goes to work in the investment. The same dollar is now doing two jobs at once. It keeps compounding inside the policy while the borrowed capital works in the investment. That is what Ryan calls the double dip, and it is the mechanical core of the strategy. Your return depends on how the investment performs. So this is about keeping your money working, not a promise of doubled money. The practical illustration: if you deposit $100,000, borrow $80,000 for an outside investment, the full $100,000 is still compounding inside the policy. The $80,000 is also working in the investment. That is two pools of compounding from one original deposit. Mechanism 2, turning expenses into permanent assets. Consider taxes. Every year, a business owner or investor writes a large check to the IRS. Under a traditional system, that money leaves the account and never compounds again. Under BankLight, the cash that will eventually pay the tax bill is first deposited into the banking policy, where it begins growing tax-free. When the tax bill is due, a policy loan is used to write the check. The original deposit never actually leaves the account. The same logic applies to property taxes, vehicle costs, tuition payments, and emergency reserves. Any dollar that would otherwise sit idle waiting to be spent can be parked inside the policy, compounding the entire time it waits. After the expense is paid through a loan, the dollar continues compounding inside the policy for the rest of the policyholder's life. This converts what feels like a loss, an expense flowing out the door, into a permanent asset that stays on the balance sheet. Mechanism 3, the loan is an asset, not a liability. Most loans are liabilities. They cost you money and leave when repaid. A policy loan inside a properly structured max-funded IUL behaves differently because the account growth historically can outpace the cost of borrowing, depending on your situation, carrier, age, and policy design. The loan does not require active repayment during your lifetime. The interest that accumulates on the loan is typically offset by the growth credited to the account, because the account is earning on the full balance while the loan is only costing a smaller percentage. The loan is collateralized against the policy itself. When the insured dies, the insurance company settles up by deducting the outstanding loan balance from the death benefit, with any remaining equity and death benefit paid to the family. This means the loan functions like a good employee, one that earns more than it costs and that you want to keep, not eliminate. What the transcript confirms: BankLight is built on a maximum funded, minimum death benefit IUL, not a standard life insurance policy. The policy loan is guaranteed by the contract itself. No qualification is required when you need access. The account has a floor of zero, meaning market losses do not reduce the account value. The structure keeps the cost of insurance as low as the rules allow and sends the rest of every dollar into the tax-free account value. The exact split depends on your carrier, age, health, and policy design. At least 95% of IULs on the market are not structured correctly for this purpose. Policy loans do not need to be repaid during the insured's lifetime because the policy itself is the collateral and the loan is settled at death. Frequently asked questions. Is BankLight the same thing as infinite banking? BankLight shares the core idea of using a life insurance policy as a personal banking system, but it is built on a maximum funded IUL rather than a whole life policy. The loan is treated as a permanent asset you never need to repay, not a liability you cycle through. The mechanics and outcomes differ meaningfully depending on which structure you use. Does a policy loan need to be paid back? Not during your lifetime. The loan is collateralized against your policy's account value, and the account can keep earning while the loan is outstanding. At death, the insurance company deducts any outstanding loan from the policy value and pays the remaining death benefit to your beneficiaries. Is there a contribution limit on a BankLight policy? A properly structured policy is not capped by the income-based and dollar limits that apply to a 401k or Roth IRA. The 2026 401k employee deferral limit is $23,500. A banking policy is instead bounded by the IRS MEC rules, which require that a portion of every dollar deposited purchase a permanent death benefit to keep the account's tax-free status intact. What happens if the index goes down in a bad market year? The policy has a floor of zero. A down year in the index does not reduce your account value. The account holds flat rather than losing money, which protects the compounding base that the entire strategy depends on. Who is BankLight designed for? The strategy is most practical for business owners, investors, and individuals with consistent cash flow who are currently storing money in bank accounts before deploying it. Anyone with recurring large expenses, tax bills, tuition, reserves, or investment capital can benefit from routing that cash through a banking policy before it is spent. If you want to see whether a properly structured banking policy fits your specific situation, book a strategy call with the LightStrats team. We will model the numbers against your actual cash flow and show you what the structure looks like before you commit to anything. Schedule your strategy call at lightstrats.com. This has been a LightStrats article, narrated. To talk through how any of this applies to your own money, book a strategy call at lightstrats.com.